kill hardcore Asian. How's the baby?
You are all fools to challenge me! I'll crush you!
It's been a long time since I've been at full power! Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
We're gonna war! We're gonna eat that sauce up for breakfast!
You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with it. Do you think it's the devil's tongue or you think it's a joke? But
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
What the hell is being channeled by this?
If you will listen, you will listen.
Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Please, you know what I'm
every
talking
chance
about.
You get, you every minute.
Joke.
You will keep
you
your radio, you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's it going? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
You drive a hard bargain. Ha 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 ha.
Listen to me very carefully.
You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's it, baby?
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt. I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all. Because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
Scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
Prepare yourself!
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's it going?
Well, now you can forget about going to the amusement park.
Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha! You are all fools to challenge me! I'll crush you!
Been a long time since I've been at full power! Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
We're gonna war! We're gonna eat that sauce up for breakfast!
You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with it. See, you think of the devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
You will listen. Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Please, you know what I'm
every
talking
chance
about.
You get, you every minute.
Joke.
You will keep
you
your radio and you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation
funny.
Around
very
our
funny.
Ears.
You are listening to the Rat Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going? Keep it real. Take the Rat Pill.
You drive a hard party.
Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. We're popping in live this evening. Just to let you guys know that we are all still alive. We've got Luca Mito here with me. How
yes,
you doing,
sir.
Luca?
I'm doing good. Glad to be here.
All right. Yes. So, yeah, we are still trying to do our thing here, and so many things happen in the background. Literally trying to build businesses on top of businesses on top of businesses because, well, I mean, I would really like to do this thing forever, but that's just not realistic. You know, a lot of people want content and they're not willing to pay for anything. So, you know, online stuff, free stuff suffers because, well, we got to find ways to make money. So, with that said, I've got to talk about the sponsor here, TLBTalk.com. For free social network, guys. Free. You can donate money. Once again, $5. I mean, everybody goes out. I'm sure people are enjoying the freedoms today, being able to go to Starbucks again and sit down with the Wi-Fi on the computers.
Mm.
You know, so you got $5 to do that. You got $5 to drop in the bucket.
Well, I don't have $5, but I do have $5 for this because what we're doing, you're literally buying your own space when you go on there. You pay your $5, you know, even if you want to do a reoccurring every month, your $5 goes to your space and you have your page and you can help build the site. And that's what I'm doing. And it's thanks to TLB Talk that I'm still here, because I lost Facebook. I lost Twitter. I lost Instagram recently after losing LinkedIn also, because they will not tolerate. They won't tolerate us talking about the truth. So, okay. That's the only place we can talk and be free of censorship. So,
you know, I've heard Naroki 5 just talk about each and every single social network he gets kicked off of. And it just, it's funny to me because he's one of these people that knew ahead of time that TLB Talk was coming. And I don't know, it's taken a minute for him to get that even a small modicum of faith in what we're doing. And it's not till after he's been shut down everywhere, even his backup accounts everywhere, that he's coming to TLB Talk. And now he's like, oh. Well, see, you know, you can bring a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, right?
No. No, but it's really cool. And you watch yourself grow, too. Like, I watch my page now. I have over, 2,000-something pages? Just pictures that I put up. And yeah. you can see what you're interested in. You can see in my last episode on Learn to Unlearn, I talk about compartmentalizing. And that's really important. That's what I've always done. You know, make a folder on CIA. Then you make a folder on, you know, genomes or, you know, something medical. And then you make another folder on JFK. and that's what I've been doing.
Well, that's awesome. So you're saying your album, right?
It's really cool because what you can do is you find out what you're interested in. And what you get really good at. And that's when I started thinking about, like, learn to unlearn. Because that's literally what we have to do. We have to completely forget everything we've been indoctrinated with. It's exactly the opposite that's true. So, where do you start, right? And that's where I come in. Because I don't know very much. I'm just here learning like everybody else. So, if I can help people... I've always wanted to be that bridge. I always say that. I think on your show, you know, the bridge between people that know a lot and people that don't know anything. That way you can help educate really quick. And that's what we're doing.
Absolutely. Well, I would definitely encourage people to come on to the network and get conversations started. Get the truth up there. We got a lot of interesting people that will be being sponsored. And, you know, we're going to get the word out. So... it would be nice, and it's one of those things. It's like everybody knows how big Facebook got. Everybody remembers. It's like, wow, I wish I were one of the first people on here, because I wouldn't have been stuck with that 5,000 friends limit. I wouldn't have been stuck with this. I wouldn't have been stuck with that. You know, the new rules. You know, certain features got grandfathered in. You know, people wishing on their first people on Facebook. Well, people are going to want to be heard when there's already millions of people on the network. They want to hop on and try to get their voices out, but then they're going to be in a sea of voices. So I'm saying get in right now while it's small, because you can become something very prominent and have a huge following that builds before everybody else's.
I can actually say it, you know, that if you're not kicked off of Facebook, then you're not doing something that's halfway dangerous or halfway knowledgeable, because, man, I got kicked off when I started equating 9/11 with Israel. Whoops. Nope, can't post that. Nope, 1 week here. Oh, 1 week there. Then it was a month. And then all of a sudden, I just can't go on anymore. But when I was sharing what was going on in Australia with the P2P software that the Western Australia police are using to crack down on people and find out where they are, oh boy, Twitter cut me off just like they cut off President Trump. when he lost his account, same thing. Permanently deleted, permanently disabled. End of story. Okay, and I carry it like a badge of honor. I really do. That means you're onto something. Because if you weren't, they'd be laughing at it, and they'd leave it on, and whatever, you know. Oh, boy. So I got some great stuff to talk about, and they can't really take us off the air right now unless they're listening, and if they are, I hope they learn something. There's a hell of a lot of people that know a hell of a lot more than what they're comfortable with.
Well, you know what? Go ahead and start. Take us through what you got here.
I got a whole 4 hours worth. I mean, where do you want to go? Do you want to go to Ukraine first? Okay, let's just hit Ukraine. Just
well,
for the
hell of it. you sent Mike some material, so we cannot forget that. Let's start with your material, if you would.
Yeah. It's your choice. What I like to study is the history of it all, and you know where we get to, you know where we are. You know, you find you take something like what's going on in the Ukraine right now, and you find out that the CIA planted the president there.
Yeah,
oh, I didn't know that. Well, he used to be a comedian, and they just put him in there as a joke. That's how they
CIA
do things.
Does.
Right? Okay. Coup d'etats, rigging elections, assassinations. That's what they've always done.
Yes.
So you automatically have a hint, you know, and then you find out that Putin is in there with the forum, the European forum that they're, you know, European, what is it? The new forum with Klaus Schwab. I mean, he's in there. See, and people are making the really bad mistake of equating Hitler with all that's going on now because of all the propaganda. And that's going to be another thing that I'll be able to offer to the show some other time. But it's crazy. You have to really dig and find out what they're not allowing you to look at to really make yourself a picture. Like, you know, our health, right? They care about our health, okay? And you talk about compartmentalizing. I have a whole computer full of you know, where do we go first? Monsanto? Well, Rockefeller. Okay. Monsanto afterwards. Then you know, you can go to the poisoning, how Big Pharma controls everything. Wow. It's nonstop. So this is what Learn to Unlearn is all about. And I've literally done this for, you know, for 2 decades plus. And you can talk about a different subject every night if you want. And they're all related.
Well, you sent Mike some material, so let's start there.
Okay, so what I thought was to throw stuff at you as far as what they're doing to us. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to start off with something funny, okay, because what I usually do is watch TV with the volume off. And I saw this one commercial by Vraylar that I'd like us to listen to, and I'd like to play it twice. The first time I won't say anything, and then after it finishes, I'm going to explain something, and then we'll listen to it again. And it really, it's priceless. It's like less than 30 seconds, I think.
All right, cool. Let's go. On YouTube?
No, this is like a 1 minute commercial, and what you're going to hear is what you hear for like something like 37 seconds out of it takes more than a minute. You got to hear this. It's priceless.
Elderly patients with dementia-related psychosis have an increased risk of death or stroke. Call your doctor about unusual changes in behavior or suicidal thoughts. Antidepressants can increase these in children and young adults. Report fever, stiff muscles, or confusion, which may mean a life-threatening reaction, or uncontrollable muscle movements, which may be permanent. High cholesterol and weight gain, and high blood sugar, which can lead to coma or death, may occur. Side effects may not appear for several weeks. Common side effects include sleepiness and stomach issues. Movement dysfunction and restlessness are also common.
Okay, we don't have to play it a second time because I blew it already by telling you
Well, actually, you know what? I hope I sound loud and clear. I had to switch devices here. Definitely play it a second time, and if you can, I don't know where you're playing that from, Mike, YouTube, or you have a direct file. If you have a direct file, play it slower.
It's amazing.
Got to be drilled.
This is Big Pharma's way of saying, we don't care about you. We're going to kill you anyway. Those who don't get killed are going to get sick. Those who have a bit stronger of immune system, we'll have fun on that while we drill that to the ground. It's all about money. It's got nothing to do with health whatsoever. And what you're hearing proves it, because you cannot even go after these people. They're immune from prosecution. This is what the whole thing is. And they laugh at you when they throw this at you. And that's more than half of the commercial. Okay? It's more than half of the commercial, just to let you know. So you can't miss this. Once you see stuff like this, you can't unsee it afterwards. Let it roll again, for the hell of it. I'm laughing here.
Elderly patients with dementia-related psychosis have an increased risk of death or stroke. Call your doctor about unusual changes in behavior or suicidal thoughts. Antidepressants can increase these in children and young adults. Report fever, stiff muscles, or confusion, which may mean a life-threatening reaction, or uncontrollable muscle movements, which may be permanent. High cholesterol, weight gain, and high blood sugar, which can lead to coma or death, may occur. Side effects may not appear for several weeks. Common side effects include sleepiness and stomach issues. Movement dysfunction and restlessness are also common.
I'd rather just get COVID.
You what?
Tell you the truth, I would rather just get COVID-19 itself. What are the risks from COVID-19 itself? You're going to get flu-like symptoms, you may get some liquid in your lungs, and you're going to feel like crap. As a young person, as a person taking the vaccine, you have an army of symptoms and potential deaths that you have to think about. Listen, Big Pharma, there's people make fun, and it's been in the whole comedian, you know, comedy sphere for the longest time. They'll make fun of the commercials, I just got an itchy rash. Why do I have to worry about diarrhea and death and
yeah,
and being paraplegic and all this other stuff? I just have a little rash. And so that's always the joke. But this is the worst that I've actually heard. Death came up how many times in that side effect?
Yeah, this is it. You know, I mean, if it costs you your life, call the doctor and have them, you know what I mean? It's so absurd. And what I was able to do is just go backwards from that. And I can literally link what you just heard right back to, 1940s, if you want, where there's one guy that, said creating a lobotomy will make people more lethargic and less apt to be civilly disruptive, And then you find out that they did it to women 2,000 years ago. They started to put masks on them because they didn't like, everything that you're seeing. They're just laughing at us. This whole, the mask thing that started, it's a satanic game called mocking the victim. And they laugh at you because you're doing it. And that way they see who's more, who's going to do more what they say, what they tell you to do than others.
I kind of want to play that one more time, just to count how many times she said death. Can we, Mike?
Oh, cute.
One more time, please. Yeah, if you could slow it down. I want that.
It's almost made so that you can understand. No.
Diarrhea, death. Low blood pressure, death. Headaches, death.
Elderly patients with dementia-related psychosis have an increased risk of death or stroke. Call your doctor about unusual changes in behavior or suicidal thoughts. Antidepressants can increase these in children and young adults. Report fever, stiff muscles, or confusion, which may mean a life-threatening reaction, or uncontrollable muscle movements, which may be permanent. High cholesterol, weight gain, and high blood sugar, which can lead to coma or death, may occur. Side effects may not appear for several weeks. Common side effects include sleepiness and stomach issues. Movement dysfunction and restlessness are also common.
See,
I count
and
five.
Elderly patients with dementia-related psychosis have an increased risk of death or stroke. Call your doctor about unusual changes in behavior or suicidal thoughts. Antidepressants
That's
can
fine.
Increase these in children and young adults. Report fever, stiff muscles, or confusion, which may mean a life-threatening reaction, or uncontrollable muscle movements, which may be permanent. High cholesterol, weight gain, and high blood sugar, which can lead to coma or death, may occur. Side effects may not appear for several weeks. Common side effects include sleepiness and stomach issues. Movement dysfunction and restlessness are also common.
Okay, and for those people out there who just swear up and down, you know, oh, these conspiracy theorists, they're just paranoid, you know, because they say that the vaccine's here to kill us.
Okay, I got one for them.
What?
You ready?
Huh?
There's a nurse. There is a nurse who I absolutely adore. And if she was available and if she knew that I was interested, I would ask her out for a coffee immediately. This gorgeous nurse talks about the MRC5 cell line in vaccines. And we're not supposed to know what that is, right? MRC5 cell line is a cancerous cell line. She says that taking the vaccines is like injecting cancer. And I've played that clip 4 years ago, maybe three. And then I played it again. And then I played it again last year. And I keep playing it and I keep sharing it, but nothing ever happens. It's like you must know what I'm talking about, V, when you do shows and it doesn't seem like you're saying anything, right? Or you're doing anything. And I want people to listen to what she's saying. And she says, God, it's such a good report. It came out of Italy. And it's a report explaining to you in black and white, and she's a forensic nurse, that they're injecting you with cancer. And she tells you which kind. She tells you, you know, why they're doing this. And she calls them bioweapons. And that's a really cool place to start another segment after the break, because every single patented, let's call them, everything that was patented from the beginning, from AIDS up, are bioweapons. And we can prove it because they have patent numbers on them. And I know each one of them. So we can either listen to the clip now or after the break. It's up to you guys.
Let's listen to a clip after the break. I just want to say, the agenda is clear. Whenever it's not hidden. Whenever you hear death as a side effect five times, they want to kill you. It's as simple as that. They want to kill the population.
Now they're going after the newborns to the 5-year-olds. First it was the 5 to 12. Oh, well, they're studying that, and we're going to show you a clip or two of that later on. About how they're aiming to that. They don't care about life. They're just trying to sicken us and make money on it.
Absolutely. We're going to take this quick break, y'all. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about this some more.
Screw your freedom. Screw your freedom.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
I got no strings to hold me down, to make me fret or make me frown. I hit things, but now I'm free. There are no strings on me. Hi, ho, the merry-o, that's the only way to go. I want the world to know, nothing ever worries me.
But I told you,
They got strings, but you can see there are no strings on me.
And we are back. Hope we're not losing you guys on this. So I know this is the kind of stuff that mainstream media is just not going to talk about. And for the record, I mean, how long did it take for them to put out an official side effect list? I mean, seriously. People have been getting the vaccines for how many, two years now?
And they're not even called vaccines. It's actually a wrong term. They're experimental. That's guinea pig territory, lab rat territory. They're called experimental mRNA gene therapy. And she even in the next clip you're going to hear, she even explains. The nurse even explains. A forensic nurse. I'm sorry. Even explains. What they're doing to us. And this is just one of them.
Well, and what I've been explaining, even that is a misnomer because it's a mutagen. Gene therapy would suggest that there's something wrong with our genetics and it has to be repaired.
Right.
But the thing is, whenever you catch a virus, whenever you do something like that, your genome automatically incorporates it into memory, into our own genetics, so that we remember it to be able to fight it in future generations. Now, why the gene therapy? That is already built within our biology. There is no therapy. This is an exact alteration, which classifies it as a mutagen. If I had the money, I would go to court just to sue people just to change the name of it, because that's where they're deceiving the people. Vaccine, gene therapy, no, it's immunogen. This is a designer alteration. Mm-hmm. Therapy, again, would also suggest, it's going to help, do something natural. It's just nothing natural about it. It's a new science there to create a custom genetic situation there. So,
see, can I just interject for a second? This is what is so cool about TLBTalk.com. We're going to talk a lot about that on our shows, because this is, in the final analysis of things, like everybody likes saying, if you can't talk about stuff and you can't share stuff, it dies. That's how the Aboriginals found out, because the Aboriginal people live from an oral tradition. If they can't see each other, they can't share it, it's gone. And that's what they're doing to all indigenous of the world, by the way. And you just nailed it. You said that vaccines, there's nothing natural about it. Somebody like Gandhi would say that vaccination is a barbarous practice. That's a quote from him. It's a barbarous practice and one of the most fatal of all the delusions current in our time. And conscientious objectors like you and I, and hopefully a lot of other people to vaccinations, should stand alone if need be against the whole world in defense of their conviction. So just that by itself should tell you something. And then you think, well, geez, how come is man really capable of doing something better than what God did? You know, what an ego. Like, hello. So there's got to be something behind that. No, they're trying to dumb us down. They're trying to fill our bodies with poison so that we don't develop spirituality, believe it or not. And I've nailed it in my research, and I love talking about it because I have proof now.
Well, I want to remind people what this show is about. I'm here to expose mind control and the system. All those, those symptoms, losing control of your muscles, that's a big deal, having suicidal thoughts, that's the agenda of the system for population control,
That's what they said in the commercial for Vraylar. You heard it.
If you're having suicidal thoughts. The whole false flag shooters, these people that are on these psych meds. Oh, suicide. Killing people.
Oh, V, did you know that Siren Siren, who supposedly shot JFK, RFK, which he didn't, he was apparently delusional and loss of memory. And right about that time, the CIA was working on mind control, stuff like that.
He had a CIA psychologist handling him.
Psychosis. Yeah, psychosis event or something.
I've covered this on the show with one of our friends there from TLB.
We'll touch on that some other time, but that's a whole other ball of wax. I mean, every single subject that we touch on is a rabbit hole. I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen it. Not in my life.
Yeah. So, and so if it's not death, it's mind control. So that tells you it's population. It's population control. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, well, this next clip that we're going to play you proves that they are, a forensic nurse is going to tell you that they're injecting cancer. That's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Why don't we play the clip?
What that means is the normal ATCG sequence that DNA has is being rewritten. The human genome is being rewritten by scientists and their AI God programs that they use to sequence DNA. This is basically injecting cancer into your body. So there's 1,000 large deletions, there's 10 inversions. All of this comes from the aborted human fetal cell line, the lung tissue in particular. So you can go to Corvelva.it and print this out. I'm going to put a link below. Some important language. Engineered cell line. This is testing for genetic stability. Engineered cell line. In this report, it talks about basically residual DNA, it could be oncogenic. Oncogenic means cancer. That's oncocell, oncogen, oncogenes, including the integration and expression of uncoded oncogenes or insertional mutagenesis, mutant, there's the word, following DNA integration. See? Residual DNA might be capable of transmitting viral infections if retroviral proviruses, integrated copies of DNA virus, or extra chromosomal genomes are present. So basically, they're taking aborted human fetal cells that are cancerous and they are putting it into your vaccine. MRC5 cell line is a genetically modified cell line, but this is nothing new. That's in the insert. This is why we have cancer and autoimmune, folks. It's very important not to fall into any of the cancer vaccine scams. Vaccines are bioweapons, and the ones that contain MRC5 cell line is a whole nother level of a bioweapon. It's grown in a monkey kidney. So this report here, wow, it's such a good report. So certain cell lines with the ability to multiply indefinitely, which means they keep going. These cells have been around since the 1960s. It's in the polio vaccine. They've known that, and it's called continuous cell lines. For vaccines produced in continuous cell lines, both carcinogenic and non-carcinogenic risk assessment and risk mitigation must be performed.
Okay.
There's now, like three shows on that.
Listen, she is the first person I've heard say it's a mutagen. Okay? Mm-hmm. Mutagenic. Okay? Does that tell you I've done my research?
So what we have to do is literally listen to that clip over and over and over, and then it can take an hour or two because you want to split up what she says, part A, part B. And then you got to research most on definitely. What she says. It's so cool. You know, it never stops. But for people like Tom, Dick, and Harry that have three kids, two jobs, you know, a demanding partner, it's like, where do you find the time to do this? And this is why people like V and I are doing what we're doing, because, you know, there's got to be a source somewhere of truth, of unalterated truth that, you know, we can share to the best of our knowledge, right?
But this is, okay, I can't tell you how profound all this information is, because, okay, if you listen to the line where she says, deleting genes, what happens
rewriting the human genome, hang on a second, before I lose my thought, she's saying rewriting the human genome. In that case, you're not human, you're no longer human, which means you don't have any more rights. You lose your human rights because you're not human anymore.
Well, we're not even there yet, but hold on. This is when you delete. Okay, let's say you have a person with some kind of genetic disease. That person is not just a person with this person does not necessarily have a genetic abnormality. This person has one gene in the chromosome out of many that is still there. It's just not expressing itself.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to a point where you're deleting thousands of genes, you're talking about, yes, this person is of course not only not human anymore, but you are literally taking over characteristics of a person that is going to be designed to suit the system.
Yeah.
This person is going to have things in them, coded into them, like, oh, trust Big Pharma. buy everything Big Pharma puts out.
You're going to love the next
Trust
clip.
Trust the government.
You're
never rebel.
You're warming us up for the next clip. You literally are.
your ability to have critical thought. You know, they have all these other genetic materials that they put in there, like genetic materials from dogs. Oh, mm-hmm. What are they going to make us loyal to the system now? They
you can
not,
argue.
Where the okay, you know all the animals that they're animal proteins they're putting in the stuff. Think about the traits of these animals. So they're going to make us loyal dogs now,
mm-hmm.
to be petted on by master. Will we do a good job obeying?
Yeah, there
this
was,
makes me sick.
Everything from AIDS and HIV to mad cow disease to H1N1 to Zika. Zika, it was written Rockefeller on the frickin' box. And there was Lyme's disease, you know, where all these freaking important people, so to speak, go to an island called Plum Island. And next thing you know, oh, Lyme's disease is invented, right? This is what they do. This is
AKA
no
more Gillens.
Yes, this is no different whatsoever. Okay, and in the clip that I have for you that V just segued us into, and we'd love to hear callers call in about this because this is priceless.
Second hour.
Now we're getting into the pineal gland. And everybody goes, yeah. Well, the pineal gland is the gland that's responsible for higher thought, for spiritual growth, okay? And they've been trying to calcify our pineal gland for a long time, and they found out how to do it. They found out that the pineal gland is very sensitive to four things, and that's what they've been pumping us to death with in the United States. And no other country seems to be doing that to their citizens. I'm not going to blow it because that's in the clip. But this guy's an Austrian doctor.
I know it's got to be fluoride, and I know it's got to be this nanoaluminum. I'm going to wait and guess the other two or hear the other two.
Well, see, it's so diabolical that we could spend at least the next two or three shows talking about it. It's so horrific that most people can't wrap their head around it, because 5G is the actual activator for everything that you just
yes.
talked about. There's 5G, there's Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is one of them. There's glyphosate, and you said the other two. So
see,
you know, fluoride, wow. and aluminum, and they're pumping us with aluminum from above. Nobody thinks of that because you're breathing it all day long, and then you're vaccinated with graphene, which is another base for everything to work. They got it all figured out. So we're going to be walking time bombs. And then you got the credit score that they're lining us up for, that China's already doing. Oh, you don't go good on the credit score. Blink, they can kill you in you know with the flick of a switch.
And let me say, this is why they're killing local mom and pop stores and local businesses, small businesses. They want everything big corporation, because if you have your, because this is what I plan on doing. This is actually what I am doing. I'm hiring people who don't want to get the vaccine. I'm hiring people, you know, who don't want to do the government thing and be a puppet and work their own hours. Not been a wage slave. And so they had to kill. I know I'm messing up the segue right now, but just before I lose the thought, because, yeah, they had to kill mom and pop stores. You will not be able to get a job instead of big corporation. Guess what? Big corporations are going to be holding to the higher up establishment.
No, you're absolutely right. And what they're doing is they're testing us out. Like you're saying, they're killing the mom and pop store. Then they can sit back and wait for a solution or a reaction, right? And see if okay, then we'll go to the next one, and then we'll go to the next one, and it's never stopping because we're allowing everything, and most people don't even realize it's even happening.
Well, I'm definitely going to do my best to advocate small business here in the future. But I, not to get off subject, go ahead and lead us into the next piece.
I just really want people to pay attention to this one because this is, as far as I'm concerned, if everybody is a color, okay, let's say V's purple, Mike is green, I'm blue, we all shine in our color. V's really good at what he does. I like to think that I'm humbly capable of sharing my knowledge after 20-some years of it, you know? And we do what we do best. But this is one of the things that I locked into and that I know, just like Israel killed the Kennedy brothers, okay? This is like one of the biggies for me. And it fits. It's so logical. And he says it in less than 8 minutes, and we gotta share this.
So you have to get an annual shot. I mean, it hasn't been formally
announced. Oh, it's not that one. It's the other one. It's the Austrian doctor. Sorry about that.
We don't have to go into the details. In Rudolf Steiner, you know, the Austrian mystic that was very active in the early part of the last century, the founder of Waldorf schools and biodynamic farming and a completely new kind of alternative medicine, he predicted, you know, that towards the end of last century and the beginning of this century, there will be a movement driven by big corporations to take the soul away from people, to disconnect people from the higher world. And in order to do that, we have to destroy the pineal gland in people. And I followed the research on that, and amazingly what we found, the pineal gland is the most sensitive part of our central nervous system and is highly, highly, highly sensitive to four things: aluminum, glyphosate, fluoride, and Wi-Fi. And we are the only country in the world that has pushed these four things in the last 60 years or so on everybody growing up here. And so what I feel, what I observe, and what we're also testing on our ART system is that people have severely calcified pineal glands. And I show the anatomy in some of my courses. You know, it's very clear that the pineal gland is a receiver for higher fields of energy and translates them into thought and into actually controlling our immune system, our endocrine system, and so on and so forth. There's all science, you know, but very few people pay attention to science anymore, especially since Donald Trump and his disregard for science. It's become the new norm. And so it is astounding that the telecommunications industry has selected the frequencies out of the huge spectrum of frequencies that are absolutely destructive to our cells and especially to the pineal gland. You know, they couldn't have made any better choices than 2.4 gigahertz. That the end point, that when you have inhaled aluminum, as we do from the geoengineering program, and have glyphosate in the food chain, that glyphosate and aluminum combine in the blood and in the gut and in the bloodstream to form six different chemical compounds where aluminum and glyphosate are hooked up together. And the end point of that compound is the pineal gland, published, you know, it's not my idea. And what is needed for this compound to actually enter the brain is to open up the blood-brain barrier. And the current frequencies in the Wi-Fi world are exactly doing that. They open the blood-brain barrier, so toxins that used to stay in the bloodstream and in the body below the neck are now entering the brain very freely. That applies to all toxins. And so it's a new time in that way. You know. And when you think this through, you come to the conclusion that either there must have been an ultra intelligence group of scientists who have designed this protocol to fluoridate the drinking water, to put nanonized aluminum in the air, to put glyphosate in the food, and then activate it, spark it with the right frequencies.
There you go. Or you got some idiots that made the mistake, but I don't think that's the case.
Well,
he,
okay,
he nails it.
How old is this clip, Luca? How old is this interview?
That's going 5 years old, 5 years that I've had it, I think, or more. I can check.
Yeah, because I've been preaching this for 7 years.
Yeah.
This very
YouTube
thing.
YouTube clips from 2019. I don't know how old it is from before that.
Okay. Okay. Well, you have verified my very own research. I literally had to go through documents for this information. And,
yeah.
And see, people, people don't understand how many PDFs. I have a library of scientific research, of PDFs from universities. I have a hard drive. This just from that genre alone, I want to say I have about 100 gigabytes of PDFs. I've read and read and read and read. And I've been preaching this very same thing for how many years now, everybody? You can go back to my first radio shows when I said this exact same thing. Now, as far as the importance of the Wi-Fi, you have to understand, everything is multifaceted. The Wi-Fi being everywhere, well, guess what? They have 3D mapping of our environment. There's no privacy. They know what's happening inside your home, even without the biometrics. Okay? You know what? We got a commercial break here. We got to talk
about it. Yeah, we got to run to the bunker.
Woo! Guys, we'll be right back. This is a good one. All right. Stay tuned, y'all.
If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.